the Trader Cop Crypto Podcast Weekly Highlights.
You're going to have people that are going to call you crazy. I mean, you look at a lot of the ICOs last year, they raised 50 million, 20 million, 30 million, and now their balance sheets are at what, one or two? Their runways have shortened significantly. And you think to yourself, well, how on earth did they let that happen? And it's just because of poor treasury management.
How do I do this? How do I understand and how do I make these predictions? I don't. I just read the chart. I know how to read the chart.
And you're going to have these people saying, how's trading going? Like as if they're expecting you to fail. They want you to fail. They're expecting you to fall on your face and not be successful with it. You're going to have to deal with these people.
They love to have these headlines, but that's all they are at the moment.
And as luck should have it, as Murphy's Law would suggest, at the time that I was at the Sydney Kings game, the market sets up. My dad said, look, I don't care what you do, just do it well, you know, be the best at it. Now, I'm not claiming to be the best at trading, but what the message was is just be really good at it. You know, do the best you possibly can.
I believe that 2019 will be a very interesting year where we start to see who are the real players that were going to be potentially successful in the future.
You know, when I say that I'm strongly bullish, I need to have multiple time frames in agreement. At this stage, I don't have that, not even close. We are holding. You are so determined to achieve what you set out to achieve that nothing will get in your way. So there are going to be people out there that are going to try and pull you back. Don't listen to them. And if you are going to listen to them, use that as fuel for the fire to drive you forward to be the best you possibly can be.
Well, the rubber started to hit the road this year and there's a lot of people doing burnouts at the moment. That's for damn sure. A lot of projects are vanishing. They're falling off the face of the earth.
Now, by no stretch of the imagination am I suggesting that this is going to be now a strong downtrend. No, no, no. As a matter of fact, we may just see a consolidation for quite some time. I love the space. I believe in blockchain. I believe in Bitcoin. I believe in many of the projects that are in this space. It doesn't necessarily mean I believe they're going to go up now.
Education is an absolutely crucial part of this. And I think a lot of people are lacking that deep level understanding.
The market is cycling. The market is doing what Bitcoin and crypto does. It goes through explosive gains. It goes through explosive falls. Understand this and be able to make money either way. You don't need to be reading through everything. The news can be a waste of time, really. Air Force Grand School launches blockchain demo site. Excellent. South African man hands $60,000 worth of Bitcoin to thieves after being tortured. Well, that's a feel-good story.